This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait,
Kevin McCullough, I'm starting with you.
Huh?
The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Ooh. And Kevin McCullough.
Who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No He Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama is dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
Well, we're glad to have you with us. It's Kevin McCullough. It's Saturday night. That means it's time to get going with another big end of the week news night here at Radio Night Live. Shannon Green, Carrie Severino, John Tobacco, and in the ladies' lounge tonight, the inimitable Candace Owens. You're not going to want to miss any part of this broadcast as we work our way through the next couple of hours. It was a big news day because, as we talked about just last week on this very show with the passing of Ruth Bader Ginsburg, we knew that there was going to be a rather historic opportunity for President Trump to step up. And lo and behold, within 1 week's time, as of just a couple of hours ago, we have the name of the nominee that, for all intents and purposes, will become the next justice of the Supreme Court. The Democrats are literally out of options in terms of being able to stop it. There's not going to be any way that they can, through protocols or process, be able to put a halt on this. Now, that doesn't mean that they won't try. It doesn't mean that there won't be an enormous amount of opportunity for them to try to smear this amazing woman and what she represents. But when they do that, I want you to have known firsthand exactly what kind of woman she is. This little segment is a tidbit of what she said from the Rose Garden just a couple of hours ago. Take a listen.
It is important at a moment like this to acknowledge family and friends. But this evening, I also want to acknowledge you, my fellow Americans. The President has nominated me to serve on the United States Supreme Court, and that institution belongs to all of us. If confirmed, I would not assume that role for the sake of those in my own circle, and certainly not for my own sake. I would assume this role to serve you. I would discharge the judicial oath, which requires me to administer justice without respect to persons, do equal right to the poor and rich, and faithfully and impartially discharge my duties under the United States Constitution. I have no illusions that the road ahead of me will be easy, either for the short term or the long haul. I never imagined that I would find myself in this position. But now that I am, I assure you that I will meet the challenge with both humility and courage.
And that was just, again, a sample of her larger set of remarks, which were remarkably humble, low-key in tone. We found out some things about her for the average American that doesn't know anything about Judge Amy Coney Barrett. She's the mother of seven. She will be the first woman to serve on the Supreme Court that will also be a mother of school-aged children. That's remarkable. And it's kind of what Candace Owens said earlier this afternoon on Twitter. I retweeted this because it was so important. I wanted to make sure that we had it accurate for the show. But Candace Owens said in kind of the aftermath of Kavanaugh, she said, you know, the problem with Amy Coney Barrett is she's a woman, so they can't hire their usual fake sexual assault victims. She has two black children, so they can't smear her as a racist. Anybody want to place a bet on what they will do to try to stop this Supreme Court Associate Justice nominee? Amy Coney Barrett, congratulations on your appointment, and it will be interesting to watch over the next couple of weeks exactly what is in store. Let's go to the big board. We've got a huge show for you tonight. Before the announcement of Amy Coney Barrett on tonight's show, I had the opportunity to have a couple of conversations yesterday that we will bring back for you tonight. Shannon Bream, who watches the Supreme Court for Fox News and Fox Business Channel. She is their Supreme Court expert. She will join us with some timely reaction to not only the Supreme Court process, but also the violence that is still continuing to play itself out in the American streets. Carrie Severino is going to be with us. She's important because she wrote the definitive book, along with Molly Hemingway, on the Kavanaugh nomination, and it was truly amazing. But she is also the president of the Judicial Network, which has been very key in helping to organize the proper support for these judicial nominees as they've needed to be supported. Back to the big board for a second. That fellow that's in the middle of that big board there is John Tobacco. Now, he and I are going to do something on this coming Tuesday that is going to be pretty amazing. If you're one of my regular viewers on Biz TV, you're going to have an opportunity to witness the presidential debates firsthand. We're calling it the Great Debate. It will be a part of the Biz TV lineup this coming Tuesday night. And as we bring that to you, I also want to let you know this. Biz TV in the past has had their streaming service behind some sort of subscriber firewall. That is no longer the case. So literally anyone listening right now to the sound of my voice, come next Tuesday night. You can hear me anchor the debate coverage. We will have the entirety of the debate from Trump, well, with Trump and Biden, and then John and I will be talking with political insights from both sides. We've got Sky Ostreicher, who's going to represent the Democrats. We've got A.J. Katsimatidis, who is head of the Manhattan Republican Party. We've got Carol Markowitz from the New York Post. We've got who else? Kristen B. Tate from The Hill, regular Ladies Lounge contributor. She and Carol both are here on Saturday nights. And we've also got the Trump pollster, John McLaughlin. Now John worked the 2016 campaign for the Trump people, and he's going to be working the 2020 campaign in its duration as well. It will be interesting to get his insights as to how the candidates perform for their prospective causes on this coming Tuesday night. So the big first debate, the Great Debate, we will have coverage of that here on Biz TV. If you're listening on radio, you can just go to biztv.com on Tuesday night. You can also go there tonight and watch their stream of the evening broadcast. We also stream live at Twitter and Periscope as well. But you can join us Tuesday night. Starting at 8 o'clock, we'll have about an hour of pregame. The debate is scheduled to start at 9 p.m., and then we will be back around 10:30, 10:45, whenever the debate wraps up, and we will go up until midnight with coverage with people that are in the same people that we talked to in the pregame. We'll have them back afterwards to say, hey, we heard what you were looking for. Did you get that? Was this successful from your particular party's perspective? What I love about the pundits we're using, too, is you've got Democrats, Libertarians, Republicans, and Independents that will all be participating in that discussion. So it's really going to have the flavor of nearly every viewpoint that you can get in the aftermath. And if you don't agree with me, you might agree with one of the other people that we have on the show that night. It'll be a great opportunity to expound upon that. Now, tonight, Shannon Bream's going to join us in the next little bit, and then Carrie Severino a little bit later via tape. We spoke yesterday prior to the announcement. There'll be some things we talk about that may seem just a couple of hours dated, but that's okay. You know that that conversation came ahead of time. John will be with us live. We are also going to spend the second hour tonight, for the most part, talking with Candace Owens. She is the author of a brand new book called Blackout. And if you know anything about Candace's story, it is truly remarkable, not only what she has accomplished, but what kind of opposition she has faced in the midst of all this. And we look forward to letting her give her perspective on what it's like to be young, millennial, African-American, and the things that she's facing and dealing with as she speaks out from a bona fide conservative perspective. She's very different than the so-called civil rights leadership that have seemed to have endless sway with African Americans today, and there's a continuation in her work that she sees that will go far beyond. But she's also the founder of a thing called Blexit, which stands for Black Exit, and it is literally the evolution of African Americans leaving the Democratic Party and finding other pastures elsewhere to place their support. But there are reasons why that's occurring. We'll get into all of that in hour number two tonight, so I hope that you'll stay with us. If you want to join the conversation, by the way, the phones will be open as well. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373, and we will look forward to engaging with you on the night as we have the opportunity to open the phone lines up as well. So it's a big night. We've got a lot to get to. Reaction on the Supreme Court's previews of the big debate, and also a one-on-one with Candace Owens that I think is going to be rather remarkable. So I hope that you'll be with us for the full time. Now, if you want to watch the stream, you can go to Twitter. My Twitter handle's at KMC Radio. You can also go to Periscope. Use the same handle for that channel as well. You can also go to biztv.com and get the television feed there. But to the 300 radio stations that have us tonight, to the 66 million TV households that have us tonight, we are grateful for all of you. Thank you for being here. Coming right back live from New York. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you-know-where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys, of all the boys I've known and I've known some, first met you with lonesome, came inside of my heart, grew like the world was new to me. You're swell, I'll admit you deserve expressions that fissure. Rack my brain hoping to explain things you do to me. By mere mystery shame, please let me explain. By mere mystery shame means that you're grand. By mere mystery shame, again and again, means you're the fairest in the land. I could say bella bella, even say
wonderful
language. I'm leaking out the shop. How wonderful you are, I try to explain. By mere mystery shame, so kiss me, so you'll understand.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. This week, of course, all of the focus being given to the Ruth Bader Ginsburg replacement and what was going to happen there. I had the opportunity yesterday to sit down with Fox News' Supreme Court correspondent, Shannon Bream, who covers, she not only anchors her highest-rated cable show in the evening called Fox News at Night, but she also has written a very good book in the last year about what happiness in life is really made up of. And she still does all of the Supreme Court beat work for the Fox News Channel as well. And I had a chance to sit down with her and to be able to ask her a lot about not only what's going on with the Supreme Court in the near future, which you'll notice some of this happened before Amy Coney Barrett's mention today, but also what is happening with the nightly exploration of violence throughout the country and the way that she has to report on it night to night for the Fox News Channel and what that's like.
Thank you. Great to be with you, Kevin.
And the book, Finding the Bright Side, you were with us the last time to talk about that. I'm trusting that that is still going well and enjoy watching your social media adventures as you go across the world at different times. Let me get to this story from last night, though, Shannon. And you're on the air many times when this is breaking out. So as you're reporting this, and I thought it was good to dub you First Lady of Late Night. I like that. I'm gonna keep that just for you in the days to come. But
I love
what is your observation as you're reporting on this story night to night?
It's really disheartening because we love this country. I mean, this is the place that we are born and raised and proud of and know that there's so much good and so much has been brought into the world by America, but we're flawed and we have issues and we have ways to fix those issues. And so using those tools is important, whether it's amending the Constitution, getting laws passed, advocating for change. Those are all positive and they're all protected as constitutional rights too. But it's when you see the message of whatever originally started out somewhere, or social justice or police reform, whatever it is, conversations that are actually worth having, hijacked by people who only want to create chaos and harm, destroy businesses and property and hurt people. It's really disheartening to watch. I believe that America is stronger and better than this and that the vast majority of Americans repudiate this across the ideological spectrum. They don't want this. They don't approve of it. And I know that we will come out of it stronger, but it's really hard to watch on a nightly basis.
I can only imagine, because as someone that deals with headlines, at least through drive time of every afternoon, it does seem to be getting that the news eye is focused more on that destruction than on other good stuff that's happening. And the problem is it seems to also amplify it simultaneously. So mm-hmm. if you don't have
if you don't have the nation truly in tatters coast to coast, the isolated cameras in Portland, Rochester, New York City, D.C., etc., seem to make it feel as though it's pressing in on all of us. And I can only imagine reporting it night after night is the same thing. Hey, let's move to this other story, because you still maintain your duties, at least I believe you do, on reporting for Fox for the Supreme Court, which is what you were doing before you became the First Lady of Late Night. We've not seen as historic a moment, I think, in an election year as what happened last Friday night about 7:49 when my phone started blowing up. So take us into where you think we are in this process right now with the replacement of Ginsburg, the observation of the morning right now with the coffin outside, and just kind of what are your thoughts and feelings as we approach this Saturday evening announcement by the president?
Yeah, I mean, to be at the court yesterday as her casket was brought in, they had the private ceremony inside, her family and her fellow justices, who really are like family. Those men and women are exceptionally close because no one else lives that experience. Maybe retired. We saw Justice Kennedy there yesterday. I believe Justice Scalia's widow was there as well. So they're a very tight-knit family of their own. So they're obviously grieving, and to see the more than 100 of her clerks there out on the plaza to be there to escort in essentially her casket as it came. I mean, there are real people who are grieving, who were touched by her life, who were touched by her jurisprudence, who were huge fans of hers. And so there's still that part of this going on, but we're in this moment where everything is in hyper overdrive, the schedule and the decisions, and we're in, you know, 40 days from election, essentially. Everything is politicized, whether we want it to be or not. And so where we are now, the president will pick on Saturday. I think he probably in his gut already knows what he's going to do, but he's still got some meetings, and you never know, because he is somebody who very much goes off his gut instinct. So we know he's got another meeting tomorrow with Judge Lagoa down in Florida. And so I really think he's down to 2-3 max, and I think he knows where he's going to go. But we'll see. Saturday we get the name. I'm told by Senate Judiciary Committee sources that they're aiming to get this thing cooking very quickly, but possibly starting hearings the first or second week of October and trying to get the vote done before Election Day, that final week of October. So it's a quick schedule. They've done it before. If they choose any of these three women that the president has been talking about, especially if we end up with Judge Barrett or Judge Lagoa, they have been vetted and went through Senate confirmation. Judge Lagoa just last year, Judge Barrett only back in 2017. So it's not like you're starting from scratch with them. It's very clear to me the lines of attack that Democrats already have planned for these women. So I think it's all shaping up, and it's going to be very quick once this gets started. I think that I've got an interview tonight exclusively with Senator McConnell, and he seems very confident that he is going to shepherd this process through, get the votes, and get that nominee done before probably Election Day.
Well, you know, your observation about them being previously approved, that was the case with Judge Kavanaugh, but certainly there were nefarious forces at work that seemed to try to gum that up. Do you anticipate that there is going to be a, for sake of a better term, slime campaign that we see hauled out to try to slow this one down?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I think Democrats, because they don't have the numbers and they don't have the procedural, very many procedural tools that they could use in this scenario, I do think that they're going to go after the nominee on the record of their writings, their judicial decisions. It appears in some cases their personal religious beliefs, but they know that they have very few options, so I believe they're going to use all of them.
That makes sense. Shannon Bream, thanks as always. Kevin McCullough, when we come back, John Tobacco, who, if you are a viewer of Biz TV, you know that name. He is with you every day for Liquid Lunch. But if you're listening on radio, coast to coast, you don't know who he is. I'll introduce you to him next, and why you should watch a very different source for your debate viewing this coming Tuesday night. Then we talk to Carrie Severino of the Judicial Network. All still ahead this hour, Radio Night Live.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has announced he's nominating Amy Coney Barrett to replace Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. He praised her personal and professional accomplishments.
For the last 3 years, Judge Barrett has served with immense distinction on the federal bench. Amy is more than a stellar scholar and judge. She's also a profoundly devoted mother. Her family is a core part of who Amy is.
The president made the announcement from the Rose Garden. Barrett says she's humbled by the nomination.
If confirmed, I would not assume that role for the sake of those in my own circle, and certainly not for my own sake. I would assume this role to serve you.
President Trump encouraged Democrats to take up her nomination quickly and to refrain from personal and partisan attacks. This is USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
At Landmark.
What a beautiful shot of New York tonight. And it was one of those weird kind of overcast days, but live shot there of Lower Manhattan. Kevin McCullough, glad to be with you. Radio Night Live off and running again. 300 radio stations, 66 million homes via television with Biz TV. And we haven't had a lot of opportunity in recent years to do special programming with Biz TV, but I love the management there. I've known Scott Miller and the gang there, two networks back that we worked together. And they have asked us to do something kind of fun this coming Tuesday, and I want you to be aware of it, because now they have removed the paywall to get the online stream, and you can watch it for free anywhere in the world this coming Tuesday if you have a choice on what to choose for your debate coverage. Joining me on Tuesday night is a guy, if you watch this network, who is with you every day for a couple of hours for a broadcast called Liquid Lunch. It actually started on another channel, and it came to Biz TV, and it was so popular, it just, you know, it can't be without a home. John Tobacco is the host of that broadcast, and he's had me on as a guest many times on his show, and I'm happy to welcome him to Saturday Nights for the first time tonight. John, welcome, as you're joining us from the set of your esteemed television show there on in New York City. Welcome to Radio Night Live. Can John hear me, guys? I'm not sure John can hear me. So we'll keep working on that. John's reading his texts or something. Oh, man. I'm so sad. Yeah, so here we go. Let me tell you about this. So coming up, and you can roll those fancy there he is. John, are you with us? John, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, there you are. Okay, now you can. Well, we had some sort of problem there initially. Glad you're with us. Thanks for being here. And I was telling him, you've had me on your show so many times. I really have been delinquent in getting you on Radio Night Live, but thanks for coming on board.
Yeah.
And we're going to do something fun this coming Tuesday night. What is it?
Yeah. Well, look, we're both on Biz TV. You know, I'm just a lowly daytime guy, not Saturday.
Oh, lowly daytime, 2 hours a day, 5 days a week. Yeah, lowly, yeah.
The network, in my view, is really going places. Biz TV is making some great advances. They got approved to carry the debate live, and I guess the Brain Trust thought that you and I would be the best representatives to put together a great pre-debate tailgate and post-game show for the debate.
I'm so very excited.
Tuesday night.
Yeah, I'm very excited about what we're going to do because we have got some genuine geniuses joining us. People that may listen to my show on a regular basis know that Carol Markowitz is one of the leading columnists in all of American print. She's going to... And someone who's worked a number of campaigns, a lot. She writes about so much lifestyle. People don't know that she really is a political wonk, but she really knows her stuff. So she's going to join us. And then Kristen B. Tate, in terms of the libertarians that are in the movement right now, she is the leading force for common sense, and she's going to join us as well, columnist for The Hill. But you've got some friends that are joining us as well. Aaron Elmore, who's been on your show a number of times.
Top notch, Aaron. We're going to have Frankie Milano.
Yeah, and some people.
Multimedia superstar.
That's it. And nobody knows the real true genius of Frank Morano, who, by the way, I think this coming Monday begins to remake overnight radio. Now, people may know, if you're a big fan of talk radio, Art Bell and... Did we lose John? Friends, if you want more of these hijinks, you got to tune in on Tuesday night, man. It's going to be fun. But no, here's how it works. At 8 o'clock, we do a full hour.
Listen, Kev, Saturday night, you want to get me on at 9 p.m. I got a half a pile of this on my desk. You don't expect me to be straight or my camera to be straight? Let's be reasonable here.
Oh, you didn't pay your crew to come in tonight, I guess.
No, I'm joking around.
Yeah, I know.
That was my technical difficulty.
So we've got a full hour pregame, and we're going to talk to not only those pundits that we mentioned, but also the pollster for the Trump campaign. John McLaughlin's going to join us. He worked the campaign in 2016. He's going to be back in 2020. He's already working that campaign for the full year, and he's going to give us his insights. He's going to be our Karl Rove for the night. Should be a great time, 8 to midnight. You need to join us, and if you don't have a Biz TV broadcast outlet in your market, which there are 66 markets that do, then get online to biztv.com. You can watch absolutely for free in perfect HD, and John and I will be there to make you laugh, if nothing else.
That's right, Kevin. You want to know something? About 4 years ago, right after Donald Trump won his election, Vito Vecella and I had John McLaughlin on our show on Newsmax called Table Talk.
That's right. I remember that.
And I've been very, very confident in his thoughts ever since then when I really got to know him. And just a little side note, Vito Vecella and I will be joining you and the team at AM 970 tomorrow. with our new show, Table Talk.
Yeah, that's here. That's here in New York. So people that are in New York City, you can join that on AM 970. All right, John, good to talk to you tonight. I'll see you Tuesday. Got to take this break, friends. Carrie Severino on the other side. Don't go away.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
So 42575 or visit Landmark Gold.
All right, live from New York, it's Saturday night. Radio Night Live is the show. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us, and we've got a lot yet to come. Hour number two, the one and only Candace Owens. You do not want to miss this. Blackout is the name of her new book. She is an exceptional person, young woman, brain,
How much more effusive can I be about this human being than what the real Candace Owens is all about? She's going to be with us at the top of the next hour. Okay. Earlier this week, in fact, yesterday, I had a chance to sit down with the head of the Judicial Network. This is the network that is working very hard to make sure that we get the right kind of judges in front of the president's mind when he goes to nominate people. And Carrie Severino, who co-wrote the book with Molly Hemingway on the story of Justice Kavanaugh and what became of him, she sat down with us, and it was a joy to welcome her to the show.
Great to be here.
Hey, let's talk about, first of all, what happens between now and Saturday. Do we know when the actual funeral services will be completed and when that's going to be officially kind of off the radar screen?
Yeah, it sounds like there are a series of different things. So today, previously she was lying in state at the Supreme Court. Today, lying in state at the Capitol. So I think that may last a few days. I'm not sure if the final determination has been made of the date of the funeral, but I think the lying in state is happening right now today.
Okay. Well, and the main thing that the president wanted to avoid was stepping on the opportunity for the nation to mourn, which I think is a smart mm-hmm. political move on his part. But he has committed to naming her successor, at least the name he's going to appoint tomorrow evening. What should we be expecting about what he's going to say?
Yeah, you know, so the two women that it seems like are the top of his short list are Amy Coney Barrett and Barbara Lagoa, both of them federal judges. Lagoa actually had a decade or so of experience before going on the federal court before Trump put her on the federal court of appeals to the 11th Circuit. If she's confirmed, she would actually be the Supreme Court justice with the longest judicial track record before joining the Supreme Court bench. Barrett herself is a scholar, a mother of seven, known for her exciting confirmation hearing where Senator Feinstein jumped down her throat about her Catholic faith and what I think is an unconstitutional move because there's no religious test for office.
Right.
And Lagoa herself, a daughter of Cuban immigrants, they both have amazing stories. I think you'll see him announce a woman, and I think you'll get a chance to, this is a real chance for everyone to meet someone who I think is, in either case, going to be a path-breaking woman and role model. That is a mother myself and a lawyer, I feel like a lot of people are going to be looking up to.
Well, let's talk about that, because obviously the Democrats have declared war on whoever it's nominated. I think the memes kind of said it best this week when they said, we're already ready to launch sexual assault charges against the nominee. Just tell us who it is. Given that we just have come off the Kavanaugh confirmation, what are you anticipating, Carrie, in terms of if it is a woman and if it's a highly skilled woman and if it's in Lagoa's case, a Latina, do the Democrats risk some pushback if they go too hard and too mean at a female Latino judge?
I think they absolutely do. I think they got pushback for going so hard against a white male judge. And so, I mean, this is something where they may play their hand like they did during the Kavanaugh nomination. We've already seen, as I alluded to, anti-Catholic attacks against Barrett. That could happen against Lagoa as well, also a Catholic woman. And that's something that people like Senator Harris have attacked other nominees too for their Catholic faith. So this is something you could easily see go down that road. You've seen people on the left saying nothing is off the table. We need to get radical and get angry about this. That kind of scares me in a 2020 where people are literally setting things on fire and encouraging violence. I'm not sure what direction they're going to go, but I can tell you, it's not going to be pretty. And I think, we need to be ready to support. And I think everyone should be praying for whichever nominee gets
sure.
it, because I think there's going to be a whirlwind of anger coming their way.
Carrie Severino is who we're speaking with. She's president of the Judicial Network. And Carrie, the Senate already, Chuck Schumer already invoked, it was some vague two-hour rule. I'm not even really familiar with the procedure in which it is invoked. But I wanted to ask, what are the legal methods that the Democrats can use to slow this down? And I'm anticipating they'll use everything at their disposal. But what should we expect to see from them?
Yeah, so the two-hour rule is one of them that limits the amount of time the Senate can be in hearings and meetings. Look, if they end up limiting the number of hours of hearings she has to sit through, when we all know the hearings are kind of kabuki theater at this point anyway, no skin off of my back. So
right.
With things like that, if other procedural modes, they're certainly not going to, anything that requires the consent, there's certain things the Senate does that require unanimous consent, they're going to withhold that. But I think all of these procedural moves have kind of their counter move, and Leader McConnell is very familiar with the very ridiculous and difficult to understand Senate procedure. So unfortunately, we all might have to sit here in the weeds talking about these weird procedural moves going on. But I think at this point, there is no filibuster for Supreme Court nominations, which means you don't, the minority, if you don't have a majority vote in the Senate, you cannot block a nominee at the end of the day. They could try to drag their feet, but there's going to be a vote this year. Leader McConnell has said that. And if there is a vote, I think it's going to be very hard. Frankly, I think it's going to be hard for a lot of the Democrats to vote against one of these really outstanding qualified women.
Yeah, I can already write some of the campaign commercials for the opponents in the races back in the districts if they do. But let me ask you about that, because, that was obviously a method that was used to stop Judge Bork. And when you look at the balance of taking Ginsburg off of an already 5-4 court in many cases, not always, Roberts hasn't been perfect, but if you move that court to a 6-3 consistently, this is going to kind of complete President Trump's remaking of the federal judiciary. I mean, 300 judges are going to have an enormous impact on the lower level courts, but to have a 6-3 court coming out of his first term, I mean, for those of us that didn't know what Trump was going to be like as a judge picker in 2016, he has exceeded all expectations by any president of the modern era, my lifetime, even the big guy Ronald Reagan himself.
Yeah, I mean, it really is outstanding. And Reagan, for all of his great work and really starting this conservative legal movement, pushing back on judicial activism, not all of his Supreme Court picks, two of his picks were real kind of the swing votes on the court, and then Justice Scalia, who obviously was a real stalwart.
Right.
Whereas Trump's nominees, he'll have these three nominees who, all of which seem like they're going to be really, really solid, really outstanding impact, and on the appellate courts as well. Frankly, the fact that we have so many great people to choose from is already testament.
No, that's absolutely true. Carrie Severino, thank you for joining us as you have.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Your love.
All right, so glad to have you with us live from New York. Per usual, it's Radio Night Live on Biz TV and great radio stations coast to coast. Stations like WPG in Atlantic City and KMET in Los Angeles. And I don't know, we've got a great partner in Portland, Oregon, and let's see, Tampa. We've got great stations down there. We've got, they're everywhere. Las Vegas, Nevada, Maine. South Carolina in the house tonight. We got great friends everywhere, and so thankful to have as many of them as possible. And if you have heard me mention Biz TV tonight a little bit more than normal, well, there's a reason for that. It's because we are excited about, for the first time on the television network that I come to so many of you on every week, we are going to have debate coverage this coming Tuesday night, and we've got some real all-stars that are going to join us, and I'm hoping that you will be glad to join us as well. In fact, I was thinking it might be fun to just give you a little preview. Take a listen to this right here.
Hi, Kel McCullough from Radio Night Live right here at Biz TV. You know, the election's just around the corner. We thought it would be great to give you some unparalleled debate coverage this coming Tuesday night. Look for Carol Markowitz, The New York Post, Kristen B. Tate of The Hill, and many others, including pollster John McLaughlin, the Trump campaign pollster. They'll all be joining us to take a look at what is happening in the debate and if the candidates got their message across. Join John Tobacco from Liquid Lunch and yours truly, Kevin McCullough from Radio Night Live.
And Tuesday you can night. Start Yeah, Eastern. Tuesday night at 8 Eastern. And you can do all of that for free by just going to biztv.com. Their streaming feed actually used to be behind a paywall. You had to have a subscription to get that. You don't have to anymore. BizTV.com, and you can find Radio Night Live there every Saturday night as well. Of course, we stream at Twitter and at Periscope. Happy to have that happen as well. I'm also excited about this new Supreme Court justice. Amy Coney Barrett got nominated today, and I've already seen some pretty reprehensible attack lines. They're going to go after her kids. They're going to call her adoptions into question. I mean, what really affluent person do you know has gone to Haiti and adopted kids in America? It just doesn't normally happen. But she and her husband adopted two and made them part of her family. I think that the Democrats, if they choose to go down that road to try to really punish her for this, they're going to do something dumb. And they might be willing to. I saw this on Twitter this week. There was this post. It said, so many women were posting touching tributes to Ruth Bader Ginsburg for leading the way for a woman to serve on the Supreme Court. Sadly, next week, these same women will now be trashing, degrading, and spitting all over the woman that President Trump nominated for just wanting to serve on the Supreme Court. And you know what? I think there's some truth to that sad observation. But I hope I'm wrong. In fact, I would love for them to prove me wrong. In fact, I dare the Senate Democrats to prove me wrong. Be classy individuals. I dare you. I'll buy you cheese pizzas for everybody on your staff for the whole week. Just show some class if you could. Just be nice. Do unto others. Not too much to ask? Oh, yeah, it's the Democrats in D.C. I guess it is. Anyway, Kevin McCullough, Hour 2. Candace Owens coming up next. Don't go away. With you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GZN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.